7. Thank you. 97.9 WTBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice. 97.9 FM.
Green Bay's new home for local news and timeless hits. Monday through Friday morning from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus wakes you up, and Lisa Hale keeps you informed with local news stories from around Brown County, Green Bay, and the state. It's our promise to you, local news along with the great timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, history has turned a page, the miniskirt, the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on, the drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain, la da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket, still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they. Out.
that your elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love
you. In a little cafe just the other side of the border, she was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose, and I knew, yes I knew, I should leave when I heard her say, "Hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man.
So big and so strong, come a little bit closer.
Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
I'm never ever gonna man with no sense of pride. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side.
Timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM, WGBW. Well, not only do we play songs you're familiar with, we got the people on the radio to play them, people you're familiar with as well. 9 to 2 during your workday or anytime during the day, Laura McKenna's back on the air playing the timeless hits, keeping you posted with local news and kind of filling you in on some of the things going on in her life. Laura's a blast. Laura McKenna, weekdays 9 to 2 on WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You spoke it, baby. sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. Oh, 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 oh.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Real, I know it's gonna last a lifetime. I'm Stephanie Officer. Hurricane Melissa, a potentially catastrophic storm, its outer bands already making an impact on Jamaica. ABC's Ginger Z tracking the storm.
Those hurricane force winds are only 30 miles outside, but when this makes landfall tomorrow morning on the west side of Jamaica, 30 miles goes far, and then the tropical storm force winds go well beyond that, almost 200 miles from the center.
A federal judge ruled today the Trump administration must release millions of dollars in grants meant to address the shortage of mental health workers in schools. Congress funded the mental health program after the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Those grants were meant to help schools hire more counselors, psychologists, and social workers with a focus on rural and underserved areas of the country. The Trump administration opposed diversity considerations used to award the grants and told recipients they would not receive funding past December. This is ABC News. Dozens left sick at sea as the norovirus halts a cruise in Boston. ABC's Wayne Cabot with that story.
Norovirus is nasty. It can have you sick for days with nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, and remains highly contagious even after symptoms end. Cruise ships are a perfect home for the virus. People in close contact, sharing food, touching surfaces. Anybody who stays sick is not allowed off the ship. The CDC now reports 88 passengers aboard the Oceania Insignia tested positive during the voyage. Not clear how many have to remain on board or for how long while docked in Boston. Cheapest ticket for the 11-day cruise from Montreal, $4,699. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Over 20 hikers were rescued this weekend from New Hampshire's Mount Washington after they were caught in blizzard conditions. Many suffered from the beginning stages of hypothermia and were reportedly inappropriately dressed in sneakers and non-waterproof layers. Park rangers urging future visitors to be prepared for quickly changing weather. Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 40 to the low 40s. Looking mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with highs in the upper 50s. A few more clouds around tomorrow night, then back into sunshine on Wednesday. Highs into the mid 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
WGBW.